keep wondering what you're doing here so soon.
From his 1998 vinyl release, that was Robin Ford. The album is called Talk to Your Daughter. His rendition of the Booker T tune, Born Under a Bad Sign, one that Booker T wrote for Albert King. King recorded it in, I believe it was 66. It was quickly covered by the band Cream and done by a lot of other people over the years. Real classic. Prior to hearing Robin Ford, we heard Buddy Guy. We heard Buddy Guy here on KRVS from 1960 doing the Little Brother Montgomery composition with the little brother backing him up on piano. The tune was First Time I Met the Blues. Got more California-based blues coming up. Robin Ford, of course, got his start in the late 1960s, a little garage band with his brother back in Northern California. And later, was the late 70s, he was one of the founding members of the jazz fusion band, the Yellow Jackets, quite an artist. We've got some more California artists this time. The band Contino from their recent disc, Back Porch Dogma. Here they are here on the Blues Box with a tune called I Don't Want to Know.
Where she's going, don't you tell me where she's been. Don't tell me if she's happy, ain't no need to reminisce. No, no, goodness, no, I don't wanna know. You see the left side, know the better, the easier it is. Forget how she treated me, how we ever met. No, oh no, I don't wanna know. No. You see, the less I know, the better. The easier it is to let go. Oh, tell me who she's seeing. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. Don't you tell me who she's seeing.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we are going to turn to the concert calendar next year on the Blues Box on KRVS. Playing this evening for Downtown Alive, Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step. Showtime is 6 p.m. And also this evening in Opelousas, Skolman Thibodeau and the Lawtel Playboys will be playing for Music and Market. Kokodree plays Antlers here in Lafayette tonight. Christy Guillory and the Midtown Project, as well as Sean Bruce, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Road Doctor Review is at Blue Dog Cafe this evening. Also, Circus Genetic and Venus Funk Trap at Artmosphere. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing blues at the Shed in Scott. Drew Landry plays also in Scott at the Bork Social Club tonight. Yvette Landry will be at McGee's Landing. Steve Cohen will be performing tonight at Backstage Bar and Grill. Lerone Rubin appears at Charlie G's. And tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Major Handy will be at Blue Dog Café. Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at McGee's Landing. Ella Funk plays Artmosphere tomorrow evening. Michael Guidry will be at Charlie G's. And Kelly Keeling Beatles tribute will be taking place at Cité des Arts. Also, tomorrow night, Little Buck Senegal plays the Shed and Scott. There's a Led Zeppelin Hoot Night tomorrow night featuring seven to eight bands doing covers of Led Zeppelin tunes. That's at Blue Moon Saloon. Also, tomorrow evening, Road Doctor Review plays at Clementine in New Iberia. True Man Posse will be at Visions. The Steve Cohen Band plays again tomorrow night. They play tonight and tomorrow night at Backstage Bar and Grill. There's a Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon in Vermilionville. And also tomorrow, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will be playing at the Wild Salmon. On Sunday, the Road Doctor Review plays for a brunch at Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Stranger Than Fiction and Zigzag Wanderers will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Gino Della Fosse is at Whiskey River. Vagabond Swing, well, we'll get to that in a second. All-Nighters at Route 92. Forrest Uval and Al Berard will be at McGee's Landing. Corey Arsenault plays Randall's. Also, Jeff LeBlanc, the Delta Drifters, will be playing Sunday at Artmosphere. And there's a Lafayette Concert Band performance at Angel Hall Auditorium here on the UL campus starting at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. They're going to be doing a program called Songs of Remembrance, and that, of course, is a Memorial Day concert, Memorial Weekend concert. And also Sunday, this coming Sunday at Parc International, there'll be a benefit to help raise funds to aid in finding Mickey Shunick. As most of you probably already know, Mickey is a senior here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. She was reported missing Saturday. She disappeared somewhere around 2 a.m. while riding her bicycle. And there, of course, everybody is trying to raise money and aid in finding Mickey. This particular concert will start at gates open at 5:30 at Parc International. Music starts at gates open at 5. Music starts at 5:30 and goes to 8 p.m. And the performers will be the band The Givers as well as the band Vagabond Swing. And there is a suggested donation at the gate. Also, anyone that has any information at all about the disappearance of Mickey Shunick is urged to contact the Lafayette Police Department at 337-291-8633 or send an email to findmickeyshunick@yahoo.com. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts. Also on Monday, Keith Blair and Dustin Sonia will be at Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night, Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And also Wednesday, the Leroy Stank Blues Review performs at Bob's Pub. Performing for us now from his recent release, we hear Contino from California is another California act. His disc is called Blues at the Border. We're talking about James Armstrong. Here he is with a number called Somebody Got to Pay.
Somebody's got to pay. Somebody's got to pay. If we keep acting this way, somebody's got to pay. Now there's too much pain when your love's not the same. One gives too much, one takes all the blame. gotta fix this trouble or go our separate way. Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody's
gotta pay.
Somebody.
If we keep acting this way, somebody's gotta pay. Why you accuse me without no proof? You'd rather believe them than hear the truth. They're messing with me, with the things they say. If they keep it up, they'll be hell to pay. Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody.
Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody.
If we keep acting this way, somebody's gotta pay. You're looking hot, baby, so I'm keeping it real. Do anything you want, I'll be your train seal. But you push me away, you tell me not tonight. I'm getting suspicious, babe, something ain't right. Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody.
Somebody's gotta pay. If we keep acting this way,
somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody.
Somebody's gotta pay.
Somebody.
If we keep acting this way, somebody's gotta pay.
And I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, now he's off with somebody else. Cried, mama, can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own. She said, girl, aim for the heart, you never go wrong. You can try your best to stay pretty, it might work while you're in your prime. You'll get jealous of the young ones once your looks start to fade with time. Love is a powerful thing, there's nothing quite so strong, girl. Aim for the heart, you never go wrong. Aim for the heart, don't aim for the head. Aim for the heart, that's what mama said. It's not that easy, a man crawls under your skin. I thought I didn't need anyone, but it made me think again. All the rules got broken when it came along, 'cause it aimed for the heart and it did me wrong. Myself in this king-size bed. Tonight I'm feeling empty, 'cause I can't get him out of my head. If I didn't need him, I could start all over again. Shake out these blues, find a brand new friend. I got a need for attention, and I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, but he's giving it to someone else. Can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own.
Game for the Heart from the big state of Texas. That was Ruthie Foster from her latest disc, Let It Burn. And before we heard Ruthie, we heard from California, from the Los Angeles area, actually, James Armstrong, a track from his disc, Blues at the Border. He did a number called Somebody Got to Pay. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn back to another Texas artist, at least a native Texan. He got his start on the Houston blues scene back in the 1950s. The late Albert Collins from 1978, and from his album Ice Pickin', here's Albert Collins with a number called A Conversation with Collins.
We got 4 kids. Got one of them nosy next door neighbors.
You got one of them?
Yeah. They got together one evening and said, honey, we going out and have a ball tonight and let the husband babysit. Mm-hmm. They always do that.
Sure do, no time.
I come home from work that evening. Dinner all fixed for me. House shoes laid out. Paper on the couch. A very seldom read. Thought I was in the wrong house.
Yeah, I heard that.
She said, honey, me and the girl next door gonna go out and have a ball tonight. You mind keeping the kids? I said, yeah, baby, sure. Go and knock yourself out, you know. You don't get out much no how. Just long as you be home by 2. Sometimes you tell them that fella that go through one ear and go out the other one.
Sure do, don't you?
Yes, it do.
Sounds just like my one.
I let her go on out, and I'm babysitting. Mm-hmm. Kids hollering and crying, had to wash diapers and change diapers, and they throwing every damn thing in the house at me. 2 o'clock come. No wife. I said, that's all right. She probably had to go about 4 or 5 miles out of city limits, so I'm gonna give her 2:30 to get home before I get mad.
Yeah, give her a little break.
2:30 come. No wife.
What?
Sure is mad now. 3 o'clock. No wine. Just like that short fuse, fella, I'd go in a minute. Are you with me, fella? Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to picture this, fellas, in your mind. I walk over my corner. Now, turn my stereo on. And I heard something sound like this, fella.
This sound like a blues beat.
I don't want to turn it up too loud because it might wake up the kid. Fool around and got a little tipsy too, you know. Fella, are you with me, fellas?
Yeah.
Hear that kind of music, man? Look here, 3 o'clock in the morning, woman's in the street. You can get very evil, fella. Wonder where this fool at now. Here she come dragging in.
How she look to you?
Smelling like a liquor store. Uh-oh. Are you with me, fellas? Let me hear you say, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
The first thing they do, fellas, when they done wrong, they talks real nice and sweet to you. They do. Now, here we mind talk to me, fellas. Sound good, but I'm still mad. Rubbing and kissing and going on. Kiss me all back of the neck, I ain't used to that.
I bet you like it.
Felt good too. I let her get her conversation on out, you know. Now, you know what I told the fellas? Now, you know what I tell a fella?
What?
You know what I told a fella?
What? No, you didn't. You shouldn't talk like that. Mean, ain't it? I know where it's coming from.
And I fooled around and made her mad. You know what she told me, fella?
What?
You know how they do when they put their hands on the hip?
Yeah.
They try to prove a point that way, you know. You know what she told me, fella?
What she tell you?
We got it on.
Albert Collins once again with Conversation with Collins from the album Ice Pickin'. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
We have blues next from a couple of artists that spent a good bit of time in New Orleans. First up, Corey Harris from his 1997 disc, Fish Ain't Biting. Corey Harris with High Fever Blues. Huh.
When the sun gets hot, you got to go to my grease. Oh, bottle. Papa's got them gas and bottle.
Yazoo Bottom Mess Around. Spencer Boren from his disc Dirt Roads. That tune borrows the old sort of classic melody, one that's been borrowed many times before. Cow Cow Blues from Cow Cow Davenport back in the late 1920s. Spencer Boren spent quite a bit of time in living in New Orleans, as did Corey Harris. We heard Corey prior to hearing Spencer. We heard Corey Harris from the disc Fish Ain't Biting. He did a tune entitled High Fever Blues. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, back to, what was it, January of 1953, and music from Ray Charles.
You'd always be mine. You thought it would always treat me kind, but still I be sorry, baby. Yeah, for what you've done. Yeah, Lord, and I'll be far away, having so much fun. Cause I know, Lord, that the sun gonna shine again. Well, John.
Barnyard, each and every way. And another dog begin to bark. Lord, and a howl begin to howl. Yeah. I said the dog begin to bark. Lord, and a howl begin to howl. I said you better watch out all your kin folks. My little rooster's on his prowl. Keeps all his hens fighting among themselves. I said he keeps all his hens fighting among themselves. Cause he don't want his hens in his barnyard. It ain't for nobody else. Lord have mercy now. Been gone.
Curly Bridges. Curly Bridges from a disc called Mr. Rock and Soul that came out back in 2001. And Curly on piano and vocals doing the Willie Dixon composition, Little Red Rooster, a tune Dixon wrote for Howling Wolf. A number of people have done it over the years. Bridges is kind of an interesting character. He's originally from North Carolina. And as a child, listened to Louis Armstrong and Big Joe Turner and people like that. He sang in gospel choirs himself, but didn't have any interest in playing music himself until as a young man in the Army, he got to hear Albert Ammon's Pete Johnson and Piano Red back in the 1950s, and lit a fire under him. He ended up settling in Washington, D.C., later moved to Canada, and has been playing and recording really great jump blues ever since. Before we heard Curly Bridges here on the Blues Box, we heard Ray Charles, some early Ray Charles. Ray from January of 1953. He did one of his classics, early classics, The Sun's Gonna Shine. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions if you are one of those members. We'd like to thank you very much for your support, and if not, we hope that you'll consider supporting public radio here in Acadiana. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We can't continue bringing you these programs without continued listener support. So please help us out if you're not already a member. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we turn to Rod Piazza and his band, the Mighty Flyers, from their disc For the Chosen Few, a number called Shoestring. We'll be right back.
Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The man who claims he killed Eitan Peetz in one of the nation's most infamous missing child cases is undergoing psychological examination in New York. This comes 33 years to the day since the six-year-old boy vanished on his way to school. Authorities are preparing to arraign Pedro Hernandez, a former convenience store stock clerk who worked in the area where Peetz was last seen. But the confession is also raising questions that it may be a hoax, which police have said is common around anniversaries of crimes. Occupy Wall Street has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of New York for books that were destroyed during the raid on Zuccotti Park last November. NPR's Margot Adler reports that Occupy Wall Street says police destroyed $47,000 worth of books.
All the OW 5,000 books was taken by police, 1,000 donated books, and that 1,000 were returned, 200 of them torn and unusable. An OWS news conference showed reporters a couple of hundred torn books on a table. The lawsuit alleges various constitutional violations, including unreasonable seizure of materials. It names Mayor Michael Bloomberg, NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly, and the city's sanitation chief. Protesters cataloged the library. One of the damaged books was Michael Bloomberg's autobiography. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Federal authorities are saying that an unruly passenger on board an American Airlines flight from Jamaica had to be restrained today after rushing toward the cockpit once the plane landed in Miami. The FBI is investigating after the aircraft arrived from Montego Bay. It had 165 passengers on board. The Prime Minister of Lebanon has confirmed that 12 Shiite pilgrims who were taken hostage in Syria have been released. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the kidnapping had sparked protests in Shiite areas of Lebanon.
The pilgrims were abducted earlier this week near the Syrian city of Aleppo. They were traveling back to Lebanon from a religious pilgrimage in Iran. Women and children were immediately sent home, but the men remained. The Syrian government accused anti-government rebels of the kidnapping, but the rebel umbrella group, the Free Syrian Army, denied they were involved. The kidnapping had caused Shiite protesters in Lebanon to burn tires and block roads here in the capital, Beirut, and beyond. That came after sectarian violence in Sunni areas of Lebanon related to the Syrian conflict killed more than a dozen people. Today, Shiites around Lebanon are celebrating the pilgrims' release. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 44 points to 12,485, NASDAQ off 1 point, and the S&P 500 down one at 1320. This is NPR News. If you're planning on taking a long-distance trip this Memorial Day, you'll be joining millions of others on the roads or in the skies, taking advantage of the long holiday weekend. AAA projects nearly 35 million people will travel at least 50 miles, up slightly from last year. This despite costly gasoline. The national average for a gallon is $3.67, which is actually down from this time last year. One commercial delivery truck is making a much different kind of trip in orbit. Today, a Dragon capsule became the first privately owned craft to dock with the International Space Station. The California-based SpaceX is leading the mission as part of a longer-term goal for NASA to concentrate on bigger projects. An experimental solar-powered plane is safe on the ground in Spain after completing the first leg of a transatlantic flight. Lauren Freire.